Kogan's behind the plate?
Yep.
Oh, good. I got that one right. I feel a lot better about this whole thing. And the Spikes are running out to their position with the respective Little Leaguers.
Yep, the Balfour Charging Bananas. And I asked them before the game, why the Charging Bananas? Well, the team came up with it. The kids couldn't decide. Some of them wanted to be the Chargers. Some of them wanted to be the Bananas. So they compromised, and they're the Balfour Charging Bananas.
So was it after the Savannah Bananas, or no, I'm asking, really?
I didn't ask why the folks that chose bananas were leaning in that direction. I imagine that it probably has to do with their enjoyment of bananas, which are indeed nutritious and give you lots of energy out on the field for baseball.
Message from this station and Chiquita Brands. All right. So the Spikes wearing their red jerseys tonight with the gold trim, white pants, blue stripe. West Virginia wearing their black jerseys tonight with the gold trim, gray pants. And they have the black hats on with the light blue bills. And here is Rodney Martin.
You please rise as you are able, and we kindly request that you move your caps. Please join me in welcoming Jason Spiegelman, here to honor our great nation with the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
We're ready for the opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Dollar Beer Night is back at the State College Spikes. It's the return of Dollar Beer Night tonight at Medler Field on a Thirsty Thursday. Fans of age can enjoy $1 12-ounce select drafts and $2 12-ounce craft drafts from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Game time against the West Virginia Black Bears is 6:35 for Dollar Beer Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So here we go with tonight's game. Corey Avant on the mound out of Wingate, Monroe, North Carolina, 21 years of age, 6'4", 220-pound right-hander, had 56 strikeouts, 27 walks in his collegiate season, 38 innings, gave up 38 hits. Opposing hitters, 264 against him. He made 22 appearances this year. And Cool Breeze made two starts. Loves to play golf. He may pitch right-handed, but he golfs left-handed. Big Braves fan as well. He's a guy who had 107 strikeouts and 42 walks in two seasons. And the opening pitch of the game brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned provider. Located on North Athens Street, State College, for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Tevin Tucker takes the first pitch outside corner for a strike. It is 0-1. 1-for-3 last night with two runs scored for Tevin Tucker. Comes in at 185, and that pitch misses for a ball. It's 1-1. Tucker with one double. He's knocked in two runs. That pitch misses. It's 2-1. Great to see the scoreboard back up and operating tonight all the way through. Let's give John Foreman a lot of credit. He worked hard on that. That is lifted in the air in the infield. Right side. Avant, the pitcher, gives way to the first baseman, Buford, right to the side of the mound. One up and one down. Yeah, they don't want the pitcher fielding that. I never quite get that. Like, he's a fielder, too. But Kay Verduzco did not play in last night's game. He was the leadoff hitter here on Tuesday night. He went 1-for-4, knocked in two runs, had a double in that game. Verduzco at 286. No home runs, four knocked in with that double. First pitch swinging into the gap. Right center field's going to roll all the way to the wall. He's going to get at least a double out of it. He'll pull in with a stand-up double, his second double of the series. Noah Fisher last night went 3-for-5 with two runs scored and an RBI. He is 4-for-9 in the series. Fisher at 298 with no home runs, five knocked in, with three doubles and second in the league in triples with two. Step into that right-handed box. Runner on second with one out. That's Verduzco. And the pitch. Outside and low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Buford at first. It is Wilson at second. Smith at short. Climby at third. Call in left. Matthews in center. Huxdorf in right. And Kligman behind the plate. The 1-0. Outside corner for a strike. Get his 1-1. 91 with that fastball from Corey Avant. Here's the pitch. In tight for a ball. 298 for Noah. He has knocked in five runs. And the pitch. In the air, right field. Huxdorf goes back, edge of the track, reaches up, makes the catch. Now he has to throw at the second. They've got a shot. They throw, and not quite in time. Two outs. Good play by Huxdorf to track that ball that time. Here is Nick Iannatone. Outstanding. 4-for-6 last night. He knocked in five runs, including a triple. Iannatone is hitting 295. No home runs. 10 knocked in. Tied with Cam Buford for eighth in RBIs in the league. And the pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count, 92 with the fastball. Iannatone, that triple is his only extra base hit, believe it or not. Bats on the left side. Pitch. Checked it. That's a strike, 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. He's got 13 hits on the season. And the pitch. Outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike, Iannatone. Verduzco on second, but with two outs. Outfield straight away. Huxdorf deeper and right. On the ground, Wilson can't get it. Base hit center field. Matthews will come up throwing. He's got a big arm, but he'll go to second instead. 1-0 West Virginia. Sixth run in two nights driven in by Iannatone, his 11th RBI of the year. Caleb McNeely at the plate. Went 0-for-3 last night. He is 0-for-6 in the series. McNeely at 185. Home run, three knocked in with two doubles. And that's in tight for a ball, 1-0 the count. 61 degrees at game time, light breeze, less than 3 miles per hour, whatever it is blowing to left, but barely moving the flag. That's in there for strike, levels the count at 1-1. Ball and a strike. And Avant Deals down low, 2-1. Tomorrow, for the first time, be the last team the Spikes haven't seen this season. That's Mahoning Valley. They're in tomorrow night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 6:35 tomorrow and a 4-for-44 Friday. 6:35 on Saturday with fireworks after the game, John Williams theme. It's fouled straight back to the bricks, bounces back out onto the field. It's 2-2. Then 4:05 on Sunday, 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, staycollegespikes.com. Or you can go to the box office. Walk up as well. 2-2. There goes the runner, Anatone, swung on and fouled at the plate, and Kligman could not hold on. It's still 2-2. Anatone will go back to first. Two balls and two strikes on Caleb McNeely. The pitch outside 3-2. Now Anatone will run on 3-2 and two outs. Buford will not hold him on, and the pitch. In the air, foul, first base side. That'll reach the seats and out of play. Buford gave it a look, but just a look. It was about 10 rows back. 3-2 the count. 1-0 West Virginia here in the top of the first. Neely back in that right-handed box. Avant, right-hander, works from the first base side. Goes set at the belt. Anatone takes off the pitch. High and tight ball for first and second with two outs. R.J. Johnson to the plate. R.J. last night went 0-for-5 with three strikeouts. He is 1-for-7 in the series. He is the McDonald's strikeout guy tonight. That's why I mentioned the strikeouts. Hitting 265 with one home run, six knocked in, and a double. Bats from the left side, slight open stance. Outside for ball, 1-0 the count. One ball and no strikes. Set. And the pitch. That's foul, first base side. In fact, that third base side that goes all the way to the Geisinger kid zone and out of play. Right through the picnic tables in the kid zone. On the third base side, it's 1-1. Heavy layer of cloud cover shrouding Mount Nittany tonight, and you really cannot see Tussie Mountain beyond the right field grandstand. That pitch down low, 2-1 the count. Fastball at 92 from Corey. First and second, two outs, one run in. Trying to keep the damage to a minimum. Avant at the belt. Checks second, and Corey's 2-1. In the air, left field, calls underneath it, waits, and puts it away. The inning is over. West Virginia gets a run, a couple of hits. They leave a pair. The end of a half inning, 1-0 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
In partnering with the Central PA Fourth Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA Fourth Fest at Mettler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpafourthfest.org.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Working our way here to the bottom of the first, 1-0 West Virginia, and Eric McAtee on the mound as he makes the start tonight. And this will be, for him, his fourth appearance, third start. He's got 9 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs all earned. He has struck out 11, walked 4, hit 1. Opposing hitters 2.06 against him. And McAtee with an ERA even at 5. Defensively, it is McNeely at first, Tucker at second, Fisher at short. Mullins is at third, Johnson in left, Verduzco in center, Iannatone in right, and Millen behind the plates. Huxdorf will lead it off, followed by Smith and Call. Middle third will be Buford, Napleton, and Wilson. Bottom third, Matthews, Climie, and Kligman. Tomorrow night will be fun, a 4-for-44 Friday. And it's also Shop Wars tomorrow night. Sheets versus Wawa. That'll be a lot of fun. Here's Kyle Huxdorf to lead it off. 0-for-4 last night, but he walked twice. He scored 2 runs. He stole 3 bases. He is 9-for-9 in stolen bases and has scored 7 runs in the 2 weeks he's been here. That's on the right side. He turns walks into doubles. Shallow in left. Deeper in center and right. Infield back. It's on the ground, backhanded in the hole by Fisher. Long throw, safe, he beats it out. That's what he does. That is his second infield hit as a spike, and now let's see how long it takes for him to go. I say the second pitch he moves. And what is tonight's meal? Chicken cordon bleu, really? I'm in Casper, Wyoming at the Cowboys Shootout. Holiday tournament. Sit there. One of our hosts, Barry was his name. Here's Addison Smith. Smith. Switch hitter bats on the left side. That is in the air. Center field coming over to make the catch is the center fielder Verduzco. One out. So Barry cuts open the chicken. He goes, ham and cheese inside my chicken. And a guy looks over and he goes, well, that's chicken cordon bleu. He says, that's chicken cordon bleu? Thought, it's going to be a long weekend. That's a true story. Chase Call, he has the ability to get on base. His on-base percentage at Cal Irvine was .459. With the spikes, he has a hit and 5 walks so far. The pitch, there goes Huxdorf, throw. They're not even close. That's steal number 10, now tied for the league lead. Oh, and by the way, his trip around the bases might not be over yet. He has had a tendency to steal third of late. Pitch to Call was a ball, 1-0 to Chase. Call waits in the right-handed box, 21 years of age, 6'2", 210-pounder out of Cal Irvine. There goes Huxdorf, right on cue, steals third. You people act like I don't know what I'm looking at here. Come on. David's over here giving me the look, like he's not going to steal third. Hey, come on. It's a big five-letter word. Let's develop some trust here, David. David does a great job for us. Not a good job, great job. With one out, Huxdorf's on third. 2-0 to Call, the pitch. Inside and low, 3-0. It's one thing about Huxdorf, he'll also rattle a pitcher. Beats out an infield hit, he steals second, he steals third. Now with one out, Call, we're going to get him in here and tie the game up. Here's the pitch. Outside, and he walked Call on 4 pitches. So right on cue, we mentioned that this guy has a great on-base percentage, and he picks up his 6th walk as a spike, and he's been with the team a week. Here's Cam Buford, 8th in the league and runs knocked in with 10. He's 8th in the league as well in slugging percentage at .513, hitting .308 with 2 home runs, 10 knocked in. Last night he knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly. Holds that bat way up there. The pitch, pop foul to our right, clears the spikes dugout, makes the seats and out of play, in fact, to the concourse, and it bounces around there. Oh, and won the count on Buford. Buford drove in 68 this year at Grambling State with a dozen home runs. He hit 320. 0-1. Middle infield double play depth with one out. That's wrap foul to the West Virginia dugout third base side. It's 0-2. Luke Napleton on deck. Huxdorf out to that walking lead at third. McAtee stares in, glances at call at first, and now goes set at the belt. He works from the first base side of the mound. The pitch up high, 1-2. Purpose pitch from McAtee that time. One nothing West Virginia, bottom of the first. Buford waits, right-handed box. Bat held high. 1-2. Checked it. He went. Strike three got him. That wasn't even close, and it was the right call. Luke Napleton, it's his job now to get him in. Did not play in last night's game. On Tuesday night, went 1-for-4 with a double, hitting .233. He's knocked in five with two doubles, and he is second in the league in triples with two. Infield now backs up with two outs. Call, by the way, was 4 of 5 in stolen bases at Cal Irvine. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that one. It's 0-1. First and third with two outs here in the bottom of the first. Heavy rain overnight. Some rain and some mist this morning, early this afternoon. Fine right now. McAtee delivers. That's in the dirt. Good job by the catcher, Millen, that time. And let's give him credit because, look, he's got that threat down there at third. Last night, Huxdorf scored on a ball that dribbled away maybe 8 or 9 feet. Not 18 or 19 feet, 8 or 9 feet, and he still scored. He is aggressive. He puts the pedal to the floor. 1-1 the count on Napleton. Luke waits in that right-handed box. Napleton drove in 87 this year at Quincy. And it hit him. So Napleton gets hit by a pitch for the first time this season, and the bases are now loaded for Tyler Wilson. Wilson went 1-for-4 last night. He knocked in a run, hitting .273 with no home runs, 8 knocked in. And his 6 doubles tie him for the league lead. Bats on the left side, tap the spikes, then flip the bat around. Jesus Azuayes, the coach down at first, the manager Dave Tremblay at third. Wilson in that left-handed box. Here is the set. McAtee looks around, waits, delivers. In the dirt, Millen, good job that time to go over and get it. 1-0 the count. Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the first, 1-0 West Virginia. McAtee trying to get out of a bases loaded, two out jam. Wilson trying to give the spikes the lead. A base hit will do that. 1-0. Swung on and missed. Tied him up inside with a breaking ball. It's 1-1. One ball and one strike. Huxdorf on third. Call on second. Napleton on first with two outs. Wilson with a 1-1 count. Bryce Matthews on deck. McAtee at the belt. 1-1. Inside for a ball. 2-1 the count. As you're wondering, Wilson has drawn 4 walks this season. Puts the bat out in front. in that left-handed box. Just locks in. 2-1 the count. McAtee on its way. Swung on and missed. Bottom fell out of that one. It's level at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. And glances down at Dave Tremblay, but Dave's not going to tell him anything except, look, hit something. McAtee stares in with that 2-2 count at the belt. And the 2-2. Bounce that one in. Good job by Milan that time to get in front and block it. Really good job. 3-2, so let the carousel crank up. All three will be on the move on this pitch with two outs. Two outs. Set by McAtee. Waits. The runners move. Hit high in the air, but playable. The shallow right field. Backing up is the second baseman, Tucker. Puts it away, and the inning is over. And he works out of a bases-loaded two-out jam. At the end of one, 1-0 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
So we work our way to the top half of the second inning. 1-0 West Virginia. Ball got loose. Tahir Mullins will lead it off. And Tahir is hitting .318 in the five games he's played. He's knocked in five. That's on the right side. He'll be followed by Mauricio Milan. And then it'll be Braden Berry in there for strike. Get his 0-1. Pitch to Mullins. That's a strike. It's 0-2. So quickly, Avant ahead of Mullins, batting from the right side. And the pitch up high and tight goes upstairs. It's 1-2. Mullins, out of Curacao, played his baseball at Bluefield State. He is 22 years of age. He'll turn 23 in August. One ball and two strikes the count. Well, Curacao's turned out some really terrific Little League teams. And, of course, one of the pride of Curacao is Xander Bogaerts. High chopper to third, backhanded behind the bag by Climie. Long throw, easily in time. One up and one down. Mauricio Milan, the catcher, to the plate. Milan playing in his second game with West Virginia. His only other appearance, he went 1-for-4 with a base hit. Bats from the right side. Juan out of El Paso, Texas. Played his college baseball at Wichita State. Takes the ball. It's 1-0. He's 21 years of age. That is on the ground. Base hit right field. He goes the opposite way. So it's a one-out single to right. And here's Braden Berry, the DH. Braden in last night's game went 1-for-5 with a double and a run scored. Berry hitting 200. That was his one game that he has played so far with West Virginia. Short lead at first, middle infield, the double play depth. The spikes have turned 10 so far. That's fouled, slicing into the seats. First base side and out of play. Rattles around just in front of Bergatopia. It is 0-1. And Bergatopia, our salute to you down there in Bergatopia. Best burgers going, best staff, outstanding. Big time. That is inside for ball, 1-1. So just want to make sure from the broadcast booth, you guys know how much you're appreciated. 1-1 the count. One gone, runner on first. Middle infield, double play depth. Outside corner for a strike, 92 with that fastball. It is 1-2. They've shallowed up in the outfield most spots. In fact, all the way around, Huckstore's a little deeper right, but he usually plays a deeper field to begin with. In the air, down the line, right field, slicing foul. Will it make the spikes bullpen? It will. And out of play, it's still 1-2. Again, low cloud shrouding Mount Nittany tonight, and cannot see Tussie Mountain at all beyond the right field grandstand. Levels the bat in the right-handed box. The pitch, broken bat to left field, but call is there. Goes over a couple of steps into left center, puts it away. And there are two gone. Devin Tucker popped out to Buford, the first baseman, right near the pitcher's mound, his initial at-bat. 325 left field line, 378 left center, 410 the nook, 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line, and right to the line, Country Kia corner. Avant glances over at first and goes set. And the pitch to Tucker. Drops that in for a strike. Nice breaking ball. It is 0-1. 7 feet high, the wall at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion in left. Goes to 8 feet at the scoreboard in left center. All the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. That's in tight for a ball. 1-1 the count. So Avant throws the four-seam fastball, the two-seamer. He also throws the curveball, the slider, and the change. That's the five-pitch mix he has. Throw to first, back with complete ease, is Milan. 1-1 the count on Tevin Tucker. Throwing over to first again, and that time he just barely got back. That was a little bit closer than the previous toss over. Set by Avant. 1-0 West Virginia, top of the second. Breaking ball on the ground, right field. That's a base hit picked up by Huxdorf. There'll be no advance by Milan beyond second. First and second with two outs. Cade Verduzco, he doubled and scored the game's only run in the first. Verduzco now with two doubles in the series to go with the one he had Tuesday night. Great job, by the way, by our fabulous ushers here tonight, making sure every seat was taken care of, wiped off, doing all the little extras that make a difference in a ballpark. Great staff here. The pitch swung on and missed. High breaking ball that time. It's 0-1. Started him out with the high slider. 0-1 the count. First and second, two outs, 1-0 West Virginia, top of the second. Outside with the fastball, it's level at 1-1, 92 with that one. Verduzco out of Gilbert, Arizona, played as a teammate of Tyler Wilson at Grand Canyon. 1-1 the count. At his line, right at Wilson, knocks it down with the glove, picks it up, no play, everybody's safe. Great play by Wilson just to climb the ladder and knock it down with the webbing of the glove, and the bases are loaded with two outs. That'll be an infield hit. And here's Noah Fisher, who flew out to Huxdorf, who made a tremendous play on him in right field in the first inning. Huxdorf has made two highlight reel plays in this series. Outside and low, 1-0 the count. He laid out in left center field last night to make a great catch, and then this one over the shoulder going toward the wall and right. 1-0 the count on Fisher. Oh, and outside. He is a Norse. What is a Norse? He's from Northern Kentucky, and they are known as the Norse. Good basketball program. 2-0 the count. And the pitch. It's in the air. Foul. First base side will reach the concourse and out of play. It's 2-1. And they do have a good basketball program. They're always right in the mix, either in the conference championship game or in the NCAA tournament. Pitch to Fisher. That's tap foul. Rolls over to the West Virginia dugout. Third base side. Level at 2-2. Noah's out of Madison Heights, Michigan. He is 23 years of age. Bases loaded. Two outs. 1-0 West Virginia. Top of the second. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him. And Avant picked the perfect time to get his initial strikeout of the game. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. They offer clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. Bases loaded. Two outs. No problem. 1-0 West Virginia to the bottom of the second on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the second inning, Eric McAtee back to work for West Virginia with a 1-0 lead. Spikes will send the bottom third of the order here in the bottom of the second with Bryce Matthews, Kay Climie, and Ellie Kligman. Matthews was 1-for-4 last night. He scored a run, hitting 156. He's knocked in five with a double and a triple. 22-year-old out of Parker, Colorado. Played his collegiate baseball at Washington State. Hit 305 last year with the Cougars. And the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. Starts him out with a curveball. So 4-for-44 Friday tomorrow. Four best seats. Four hot dogs, four sodas, all for $44. That's up to an $88 value. 1-0. Checked it, did not go. 2-0. And on top of that, It's also Star Wars tomorrow night. Sheets versus Wawa. Line in the sand time. Ooh, David has his Wawa cup. It's ready to go. $500 gift card on the line tomorrow, too. Up high. Goes upstairs. It's 3-0. Matthews in that left-handed box. And then we have Adventure Night coming up. Happy Valley Adventure Bureau on Saturday night. This is fun. 3-0 to Matthews. In tight. Walked him on four pitches. Leadoff man aboard. Matthews won't bring the dynamic on the bases that Huxdorf does, but very few in this league do. But he's pretty good in his own right. Bryce is 2-for-3 in stolen bases. He was 4-for-4 at Washington State. Kay Climby at the plate. Hot over the last 2 weeks. Hitting 306, no home runs, 4 knocked in. He went 1-for-4 last night. Has 3 doubles. He has scored 5. First pitch swinging, popped up right side. Tucker underneath it. Tevin Tucker. McNeely then cuts in front and takes the play. The first baseman. One pitch, one out. Ellie Kligman to the plate. Kligman, 0-for-1 last night after Grant Lasher got banged up. Hitting 250, he's knocked in 3 runs. He has scored 3. Former 20th round pick of the Washington Nationals 2 years ago. Started out his career at Wake Forest, then went to Fullerton Junior College. Outside corner for a strike, it is 0-1. Kligman, a switch hitter, will bat from the left side against the righty McAtee. Now, Adventure Night, Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. This will be fun. That's what you need to do. Very simple. Throw over to Fowler. They have Matthews picked off. Matthews sprints the second. McNeely runs him down from behind. 2 outs. You need to get a picture, a selfie, at 6 locations. Roland Theater in Fellsburg. The Nittany Lions Shrine near Rec Hall on campus. The Centennial Pigs, McAllister Alley next to the tavern, downtown State College. Talleyrand Park in Bellefonte. Pence Cave Farm Nature Wildlife Park in Center Hall. And the Pennsylvania Military Museum in Bullsburg. Kligman, the pitch to him. Swung on and missed. He actually tipped that one. It's 0-2. And also fireworks, John Williams theme music tomorrow night. Both games start at 6:35, 814-272-1711. Buy print, statecollegespikes.com, or go to the box office. Way outside, 1-2. You can also walk up. And then Sunday is a 4:05 game. Catch on the field before the game. Don't forget, kids will be able to run the bases coming up this weekend. It'll be great. 1-2 to Kligman with the bases clean and 2 outs. 1-0 West Virginia, bottom of the second. McAtee delivers. Low and outside, evens the count at 2-2 with Huxdorf on deck. Kligman back in that left-handed box. Shallow and left, normal and center, a little deeper and right. Kligman waits. Here's the McAtee pitch. Called strike 3. Got him and the inning is over. The second strikeout for Eric McAtee. No runs, no hits, nobody left. 2 full in the books. 1-0 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Top half of the third inning. And West Virginia leads the Spikes 1-0. It'll be Nick Iadatone to be followed by Caleb McNeely and R.J. Johnson, 4-5 and 6 in the West Virginia batting order here in the top of the third inning. Iadatone has driven in the game's only run with a base hit. That gives him 6 runs knocked in the last two nights. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count as Corey Avant goes into his third inning of work. So far, he's given up 1 run on 5 hits. He has struck out 1, and he has walked 1 batter. That is lined to center field right at Matthews, reaches up the glove and makes the catch. 1 out, Caleb McNeely walked in the first inning. Ailey with a casual stroll to the right-handed box. And the pitch. That's on the inside corner for strike. Get his 0-1. Avant is 0-1. It's on the ground to third. One hopper taken by Climby. Cade fires across the diamond in time, and there are two outs. R.J. Johnson flew out to chase call in left field to end the first inning. He is the McDonald's strikeout guy, which brings with him a special designation. Let's see if he understands how special he truly is. The pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. This is the time the fans want to see that really big strike zone. 1-0. Upstairs, 2-0. Avant, big deep breath, and the 2-0 to Johnson. Way outside, 3-0 the count. It's great before he came over here, saw Tony Johnson. Former Nittany Lion, Zach Mills, his quarterback from that era, Brandon Short. Down low for a ball. He walked him on 4 pitches. Well, that kind of takes the starch out of the McDonald's strikeout promotion when you walk the guy on 4 pitches. There'll be, at least in this at-bat, there will be no 2 all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onions, pickles, all in a sesame seed bun. No. Denied. Here's Mullins. And that's bounced in there for a ball. He grounded out to Climby at third to lead off the second. Two outs. Johnson's on first. Johnson can move. He has 6 stolen bases out of 7 attempts and barely got back there. They caught him leaning that time. Johnson actually 2-for-2 in stolen bases. And that time they picked him off. So Matthews gets picked off. And now Johnson gets picked off. Nothing across for West Virginia in the third. 1-0 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
In partnering with the Central PA 4th Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA 4th Fest at Medler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpa4thfest.org.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Top of the order for State College, down 1-0 in the bottom of the third. It'll be Kyle Huxdorf, Addison Smith, and Chase Caldew. Huxdorf with an infield hit, stole second and third, but was stranded at third in the first. He is now 11 for 11 in stolen bases to lead the league. Stares in, and McAtee, and it was third inning of work, goes set and delivers. Low and inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Huxdorf creates all sorts of havoc. Bats on the right side. McAtee, 1-0. Down low, 2-0. Addison Smith on deck. 6:35 tomorrow and a 4-for-44 Friday. Store Wars tomorrow. And then on Saturday, Happy Valley Adventure Night with fireworks after the game. The John Williams theme fireworks. Inside 3-0, 4:05 on Sunday. Tickets available, 814-272-1711. Buy print, download statecollegespikes.com. Go to the box office or walk up. Just want to see you here. It's summertime, time for baseball. 3-0 to Huxdorf. Kyle waits. Here's the pitch. In type, 4-pitch walk. And here we go. About ready to take a... Chris Barraza's warming in the bullpen. We thought of Vaughn if they could give three innings. That was the thought process going in. Corey's done that. One run on five hits. He's done his job. Addison Smith flew out to center his first time. Huxdorf normally doesn't run on the first pitch. He usually runs on the second pitch, so let's see what he wants to do here. Middle infield double play depth. See if he throws over. Nope, takes off first pitch. Line into right field, base hit. Huxdorf will be on his way to third. He'll be held there, first and third, with nobody out. Good piece of hitting by Addison Smith. Chase Call walked on four pitches his initial at-bat. So Chris Barraza's warming up. It will be his initial appearance as a State College Spike. Chris out of Arizona. I mean the University of Arizona, U of A. First and third with nobody out. 1-0 West Virginia. And the pitch. Up high. One ball and no strikes. Huxdorf on third. Smith on first. By the way, Smith is 5-for-5 in stolen bases. McAtee, long pause. There goes Smith. High and tight. He steals second with no throw. Second and third with nobody out. 2-0 now the count. He's now 6-for-6 in stolen bases. 33 steals for the Spikes. In fact, I think it's not right. I think it's 34 now. It was 31 last night. Huxdorf has 2. Smith has 1. It's 34 now. The pitch. Tapper back to the mound. Off the leg of McAtee. Everybody safe and a run scores. Goal. 1-1. Smith to third. Huxdorf scores. That will be an error. Cam Buford struck out swinging his initial time in the first inning. First and third, still nobody out. 1-1 our score here in the bottom of the third. Buford waits, holds that bat high like Carly, a right-handed Carly Yastrzemski. Yaz, of course, was a left-handed hitter. That is off the fist, left center field, tagging is Smith. Ball caught by Johnson. Smith tags, comes to the plate, scores. 2-1, State College, third sacrifice fly of the season for Cam Buford and his 11th RBI. 2-1, State College. Call holds at first, one out. Luke Napleton was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Napleton levels the bat, right-handed box. Calls on first. Short lead. Middle infield double play, depth with one out. In tight with a breaking ball. Would change up that time. It's 1-0. LaGrange, Illinois, played at Quincy. Put up great numbers at Quincy. 29 home runs, 87 knocked in at 352, 18 doubles, a triple. The pitch. Fouls straight back to the bricks, bounces back to the mound. 1-1 the count. Napleton, in his three-year career, hit 50 home runs, drove in 163, and hit 343. And he has certainly shown pop here. 1-1 the count. McAtee goes set, calls short lead at first. 1-1. He bounced that one in there. Good job by Milan. Milan's had to go out and block a few so far through three innings, and he has not let anything get past him. Tyler Wilson on deck. Outfield straight away and deep on Napleton, who levels the bat in the right-handed box with a 2-1 count. Middle infield with one out, double play depth. McAtee delivers. Breaking ball hit foul over the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club. First base side out of play. Count evens at 2-2. We're in the bottom of the third. 2-1 State College. Mullins, the third baseman, back. Maybe a couple steps toward the line at third. Set by McAtee. 2-2 to Napleton. Swung on and missed, strike three. Got him with a pitch high in the zone. Two outs. That is the third strikeout for Eric McAtee. Tyler Wilson popped out the second to end the first inning. Wilson bats from that left side. Big hole in that left side. The pitch, that's fouled. Third base side, clears the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. 0-1. The shortstop, Fisher, about maybe 4 or 5 steps toward the bag at second. So a little bit of a hole in that left side. And obviously with Call being held on at first by McNeely, there's a hole on the right side too. Set the 0-1. On its way. There goes Call. Pitches a strike, throw to second, and he steals the bag. Gets his first stolen base as a spike. He's now 1-for-2 in stolen bases. He stole 4 this year at Cal Irvine. 0-2 now, the count on Wilson. McAtee to the plate. Outside, tried to bait him that time. Good pitch, 1-2 the count. That was just tantalizing enough to think about it. 1-2 the count. Wilson, after windmilling the bat a couple of times, is ready. Set by McAtee. Looks at Call at second. And the 1-2. That's back to McAtee. This time he fields it cleanly, underhands it to McNeely, and ends the inning. But the Spikes get 2 runs on 1 hit. There was 1 costly error and 1 left at the end of 3 full. 2-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home tomorrow night at 6:35 to start the weekend off right. The Spikes host Mahoning Valley on a 4-for-44 Friday. Get 4 of our best seats, 4 hot dogs, and 4 sodas for just $44. Plus, it's Star Wars, Sheets versus Wawa. Fans will make their choice throughout the game, and one lucky fan from the winning side will get $500 in gift cards for their selection. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth inning, Spikes have made a pitching change. They go to the bullpen presented by Geisinger. Go to Geisinger.org. Corey Avant, Joe and I thought 3 good innings would really help. Well, he went 3 innings, 5 hits, 1 run. Struck out 1, walk 2, gives way to Chris Peraza. There aren't many guys that you can look at and say he's got 60 pairs of shoes. You can't look at the same guy and say he loves snowboarding. He's out of the U of A, University of Arizona. He's 6 foot, 196 pounds. Right-hander, 13.4 strikeouts per 9 innings. Started his career at New Mexico State, where I believe he started collecting shoes, and then went to Tucson. And now, from Belfont, by way of Tucson, whose Aunt Jean lives in New Mexico, Joe Putnam.
Destination unknown. Out there, but Peraza also did make an appearance for the Wildcats at the Fayetteville Regional at the NCAAs this year. 25 appearances, 29 innings, 39 strikeouts over those 29 innings. That's the great K per nine rate that Steve was talking about. And it'll be the 7-8-9 hitters, Tahir Mullins, Mauricio Milan, and Braden Berry, the are due up against him, starting with the Curacao native. Mullins is 0-for-1, grounded out to third. His first chime up, and Chris Peraza's first pitch is a spike, 95-mile-an-hour fastball outside for ball one. Peraza, 5-2 record, 6.52 ERA. The pitch swung on and missed, 1-1 the count. But again, 29 innings and 25 appearances. With a workload like that, one or two appearances that go sideways can really skew that. Here's the 1-1. That's fouled right side. Ball and two strikes. Spikes with the 2-1 lead here. The Finale of a three-game set, a rubber match, as the Spikes took the opener Tuesday night in the Major League Baseball Draft League overtime tiebreaker. Here's the 1-2 upstairs, ball two. Last night, West Virginia coming back to win. Black Bears already with five hits in the game, the Spikes with only two, but State College has been very opportunistic in this series. Here's the windup by Barraza. The 2-2 swung on him. Missed. Strike three. High heat up and in on Mullins. That is Chris Barraza's first strikeout as a Spike, and it is brought to you by our friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health earned 5 stars from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service in 2021, 22, and 23. We were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. One gone in the top of the fourth, and here's Mauricio Milan, the catcher, singled in his first at-bat back in the second. Barraza deals. Fastball called strike on the inside corner. Owen won the count. Barraza actually wearing number 7. And it isn't typical for pitchers to wear single-digit numbers, though it has become more commonplace in recent years. Fastball is low, gets past Kligman to the bricks 1-1. But there is another Spikes pitcher that wore 7. Ended up making the major leagues, Ryan Kelly. 2008 Spike. Here's the 1-1, a foul off the top of the net above the Spikes dugout first base side. 1-2 count.
With the Red Sox, David Wells wore number 3 as a tribute to Babe Ruth. That's true.
One ball, two strikes. And the pitch, chopped off the plate, on to short, charging in Smith, grabs it waist high, slings it over to first, low throw, and nice job by Cam Buford to haul it in. And there are two away here in the top of the fourth. Meanwhile, Ellie Kligman is getting back up on the first base side. He went to go back up the play, and again, there was rain early in the day, overnight, heavy showers, but the tarp was on the field throughout. We had some slight drizzle in the afternoon, but the tarp was off by 12:30. And, of course, we play baseball at 6:35. Fun fact, only 2.53% of Spikes home games, or games that the Spikes have hosted here, have been rained out in the history of the club. Foul ball back to the screen, 0-1 the count. And actually, with today's action, that percentage is going down. I believe it's going to be 2.52. 0-1 to Barry. And Barraza delivers. Fastball and a called strike. Inner portion of the zone. 0-2 to the right-handed hitting DH. West Virginia University product officially joined the squad yesterday. One of four Mountaineers on this Black Bears squad for David Carpenter. And the 0-2 pitch. Fastball freezes him on the inside corner. Called strike three. The strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit MountNittany.org to find a provider today. 3 up, 3 down for Chris Barraza in his first inning as a Spike. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 2-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Bottom of the fourth inning, it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. And the new pitcher for West Virginia is right-hander Meade Johnson, a native of Mattoon, Illinois, 6'3", 205 pounds. He is 20 years of age. He won the NJCAA, the JUCO Division II World Series at Heartland Community College this year. But he is committed to continue his collegiate career at Maryland. And this season, Johnson for the Black Bears has made three appearances, no record, and 8.44 ERA. He does have one hold to his credit, 5 1/3 innings, allowing 5 runs, 3 hits, 5 strikeouts to 7 walks. Opponents, however, hitting just 176 against him. 2-1 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fourth. And Bryce Matthews to lead it off. The center fielder walked in the second inning, but then was picked off first base. Also goes as a caught stealing as he was breaking for second. Matthews, the left-handed hitter, the only true left-handed hitter in the lineup tonight for the Spikes. And the first pitch to him is swung on, lifted to center field, playable for Verduzco. And Cade Verduzco comes in on it. Center fielder makes the grab, head high. One gone. On the very first pitch delivered by Meade Johnson tonight, Eric McAtee goes 3 innings, allowing 2 runs, one of them earned, on 2 hits. He walked 3, struck out 3, also hit a batter, throwing 47 pitches, 23 of them for strikes. And right now, McAtee, the pitcher of record for the Black Bears. Here's Cade Climie, popped out to the first baseman McNeely in the second. And a first pitch fastball is a called strike on the inside corner. 0-1 the count. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League. 2 other games in progress. Here's the 0-1, a breaking ball in tight. Ball 1 evens the count. Frederick and Trenton tied for first. They're playing separate opponents tonight. And Frederick trailing Williamsport 5-0 at historic Bowman Field. Bottom of the fourth inning. The 1-1 to Climie, sent into the gap in left center, and Verduzco runs it down from his center field post. That was a nice job tracking the baseball. Robbed Cade Climie of an extra base hit. 2 down in the bottom of the fourth.
We need to revive a tradition, I think. Take it back to the Josiah Vieira era of being in the booth in the middle innings.
Yeah.
I probably should go down to Nuts for You.
Ah, yes.
What would you like?
I would like some cinnamon roasted pecans, please.
They are yours.
All right. As always,
David,
my go-to.
David, go buy them. No.
Ellie Klickman takes a strike, fastball down to the zone.
What? He didn't care how I did it, did he?
Oh, 1, that's fouled left side.
Right, fine.
0-2 the count. Well, they got the almonds and the cashews.
Yeah, but
as
you
well.
Want you want the.
I'm a pecan guy.
Cinnamon roasted pecans.
Yes, indeed. I'll take a small bag, if you would. I'm going to progress up to the big bag later on.
Really?
Yes. 0-2, chopped off the plate on to third. Mullins backhands it with a mitt. Throw across the diamond in time to get Kligman, and Spikes go down in order in the fourth.
This is all part of you bagging me on Saturday.
Ah! That's right. That is correct.
Yes, be the PA announcer.
Yeah, that's
why.
Right. I'll be sliding over, replacing Rodney Martin on Saturday, but tonight Rodney's pipes in full effect. Spikes are 2. They're leading 2-1 as we go to the fifth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes.
And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
And what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In partnering with the Central PA 4th Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA 4th Fest at Medler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpa4thfest.org.
We go to the fifth inning. Chris Barraza, who retired West Virginia's 7-8-9 batters in order in the fourth, gets the top of the order here in the fifth. Tevin Tucker, Cade Verduzco, and Noah Fisher. Spikes leading 2-1. Joe Putnam, Steve Jones along with you. David Saggio joining us up here in the booth. John Foreman nominated for sainthood over in the production booth tonight. We'll get into that in a moment. Tevin Tucker swings the first pitch and turns on it into left field. Base hit off a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's Tucker's second hit tonight, and the first one allowed by Barraza. West Virginia has out-hit State College 6-2 this evening, but the Black Bears have the lone error. And the Spikes continuing to be opportunistic and also 4 out of 5 in stolen base attempts this evening, equalizing things on the base paths. West Virginia has one pickoff. They haven't officially attempted a steal. Tucker may change that here. The pitch homeward to Verduzco, the righty center fielder, misses up and in. 1-0, did not miss by much. Verduzco doubled and scored in the first inning, then singled in the second. Corey Yvonne allowed 3 straight singles, but like Gabe Starks in the first inning last night, got out of the jam with no damage. And here's a fly ball deep to right field, backing up. Huxdorf makes the catch on the edge of the warning track. Tucker retreats to first. One gone here in the top of the fifth inning. More scores on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. In the MLB Draft League, Trenton, the co-leader with Frederick, on the first half standings entering the night, leading Mahoning Valley 2-0, top of the third inning. The pecans, the cinnamon-roasted pecans from Nuts for You, have been delivered successfully.
Warm.
They are warm. Which is actually valuable on a night like tonight.
Yes.
Throw on to first, back safely is Tucker.
You're supposed to open the bag and eat the pecans. You're not supposed to use them as a hand warmer.
It's been a while since I've had them. I need re-educated.
What are you doing?
Fastball up and in. Ball 1 to Fisher. By the way, NBA draft taking place tonight in New York.
I predict Victor Wembanyama will be the first pick.
You heard it here first, going out on a limb, Steve Jones.
I'm telling you.
Throw on to first, gets Tucker back standing again. Now Barraza turns his attention to the plate in the 1-0 pitch. Fastball right down the pipe, strike 1. Now, of course,
just a gut feeling.
Now, there may well be some Penn Staters hearing their names called.
Second round, Seth Lundy, Jalen Pickett, and then Belfont's own Derek Lively will be a first-round pick out of Duke. There is a very good chance Derek goes in the top 15 tonight, and he's out of Belfont.
Yes, indeed.
And so that would, again, knock you down to the second most famous person in sports at Belfont.
I don't know. That's giving me a lot of credit. Here's a sharp grounder, backhanded by Climby at third. Throw to second for 1. Hurried throw to first. They aren't able to turn 2, but what a play by Cade Climby to glove a worm burner at 102 miles an hour off the bat and get the lead runner on the forced play.
Yeah, but he'll go in the top 15. Second round, I'm 95% sure that Seth Lundy's in the second round.
Yep.
And I'll go 65-35 on Jalen Pickett in the second round.
And, of course, first 1,000 fans that come to the ballpark on Sunday, August 27th, will get Jalen Pickett bobbleheads.
Yep.
Presented by our friends at Penn State Health.
Second team All-American, Penn State's first All-American since Jesse Arnell in 1955.
That's some fast company right there.
No, I did not announce Jesse Arnell's games.
Fastball is outside Nick Iannantò. Next one outside as well. And Ellie Kligman will head to the mound to chat with Chris Barraza.
We're at the NCAA tournament, and you do have time.
Yeah.
So Dick Girardi says, what's the percentage of games you've done at Penn State?
Yeah, that's a good question.
44%.
Wow.
Of all the game basketball
every
games.
Every Penn State men's basketball game in history, 44% of them called by Mr. Steve Jones.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lucky guy.
Yeah. Lucky. You have seen it all, sir. You really have.
I've seen a lot.
2-0 to Iannantò after the mound meeting breaks up and the pitch foul to the third base side.
I'll tell you what else I've seen. A lot of fun in this ballpark.
Oh, yes.
Love being here.
You've been privileged to be here since day one. Myself, 15 seasons now.
15 years for you.
Yeah. Hard to believe, but here we are.
I think you said to Scott Walker, I've been with him for 15 long years. I don't know what that meant.
2-1 foul third base side. No, truly, it's more of time flies when you're having fun. I mean,
can you believe it?
I was just hearkening back, actually. Chris Phillips, who was with the club and back in 08, which was my first season here, he was a day one guy in 2006, now the GM out in Reno.
Remember the playoff game we did at Hudson Valley? We had to alternate who was in the booth?
That's right.
Like, what are we doing here?
The 2-2 popped up foul, third base side. Actually, our good friend Joe Vasile is out there
doing games
in Hudson Valley now.
Joe was excited. He was at Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, and then Joe ended up going to Hudson Valley, and he loves it. I mean, they're full season there, and he's having a great time. He's a fabulous announcer.
He really is. And you know what? I saw him doing some renovations to the broadcast booth up there himself. We might have a little more room should we head up to Dutchess Stadium again. Here's a tapper on to second. Charging in Wilson. Throw to first just in time to get Iannantò, who was hurrying down the line. A nice snag by Buford.
I predict that's a possibility.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Yes, indeed. One hit, one runner left on base for the Black Bears in the fifth. We're halfway home at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Dollar Beer Night may have passed us by right now, but this game certainly hasn't passed the Spikes by. 2-1, State College leads it on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Kyle Huxdorf, leadoff man in the order, starts off The action here and takes a ball inside, a 1-0 on a breaking ball from Meade Johnson in his second inning of work. Retired all three batters he faced in the fourth inning for the Black Bears. And the 1-0 bounce right back to Johnson. Goes off his mitt, however, as he tumbles down. Fisher, the shortstop, able to grab it off the carom and the bounce off the ground, but no play able to be made, and that's going to be a base hit. Back through the box like that. You know, earlier in the game, of course, Chase Call able to make it, but that one, on that play, Eric McAtee had to come off the mound. He had time to feel, but on a sharp grounder like that, back through the box, pitcher always gets the benefit of the doubt. So that's Huxtorf's second hit, and he may yet turn it into a double. Already two steals today. He is 11 for 11 in his Spikes career, stealing bases, and this is only his eighth game in a Spikes uniform. Takes the lead off first. Johnson out of the stretch. Pitch homeward. Fastball low and away. 1-0. Just having somebody like Kyle Huxtorf at the top of the order who is a threat to go at any time, not just for second but for third, that can disrupt the pitcher so much as well. Really helps out the hitters. Throw on to first. Huxtorf dives back in. Of course, Johnson is thinking about that as well. Huxtorf has reached base three times in this game now. Two singles and a walk. And Johnson to the plate. Pitch low and away. 2-0 the count. Huxtorf, I think, was fainting towards second, but it was just a bluff that time. This one may not be, as Jesus Wahe huddles with him quickly on the bag at first. The 2-0. Swung on by Smith. Popped up left field. R.J. Johnson coming in on it. Johnson tracks it down, makes the grab with the gloved right hand. Huxtorf remains at first, one gone in the bottom of the fifth inning. Major League Baseball scores tonight on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Pirates leading the Marlins 2-1, going to the bottom of the sixth inning in Miami. The Mariners all over the Yankees, 7-0 Seattle, top of the third inning. At Yankee Stadium. Pitch, throw to first before the pitch to call, and Huxtorf dives back in again. Well, and Huxtorf has dove back in. He has to shake the some of the dirt loose from the uniform.
There's no Aaron Judge. We can't win.
There goes Huxtorf, the pitch to call, foul back to the screen.
I can hear it now. Time to send some cheese over to go with that wine.
Colton Wong with a homer for Seattle. Ty France.
Herman pitched tonight for the Yankees, I think. Yeah, I believe he was the starter.
Amping the pitch here by Johnson is low for a ball, 1-1. Yep, still going. 2 1/3 innings, but he's needed 58 pitches so far, so may not be out there much longer. Royals and Rays tied up at 2, top of the fifth. The Rays on a roll, throw to first. Huxtorf dives back in again. Diamondbacks defeated the Nationals earlier today, 5-3. Braves over the Phillies in extra innings, 10 to be exact. All six runs in the game scored in the 10th inning. 5-1 win for Atlanta. The throw to first. And the pitcher pitches up and in for a ball. Two balls and a strike to Chase Call, who has walked and has reached on an error. He's also stolen a base in the game. And there goes Huxtorf. The pitch, a called strike. The throw to second sails into center field, and Huxtorf will take third on the second West Virginia error of the game. That's the third steal for Kyle Huxtorf tonight, and that is his sixth in the last two games. He's 12 for 12 this season.
I love watching this guy play. I do. Remember, he laid out and made that great catch in left center field.
Absolutely.
And he made the catch in right field tonight.
Yes, he did. He is an energizer for sure, and he's now 90 feet away from another Spikes run. 2-2 the count to call. Infield coming up all the way around, the pitch homeward, and that's lined towards center field. It will drop in front of Verduzco for a base hit. Huxdorf will score easily from third base, and it's an RBI single for Chase Call and a 3-1 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fifth.
Third run knocked in by Chase Call, but again, put the battery in. The Energizer Bunny got him going.
Just keeps going and going and going.
I love watching him play.
Cam Buford, the first baseman up now. Cam struck out in the first, but then delivered an RBI with a sacrifice fly to left in the third. Johnson delivers. Fastball is low. One ball, no strikes.
I'm telling you, these guys are seeing, you can see in the sequences, they're rattled by him being on base.
Absolutely. It helps out the hitters so much as well. Just builds on itself as the 1-0 pitch bounces in, deflects off the shoulder of Milan. Call digs for second. He'll make it easily. And I believe that'll be a wild pitch. Two balls, no strikes now to Buford, and a runner in scoring position with a hitter's count. One gone, bottom of the fifth. Wild pitch confirmed. Mead Johnson sends the high set, shoulder high, delivers. Fastball low and away, 3-0 to Buford with Luke Napleton on deck. This is the rubber match of this three-game series. Tomorrow, the Mahoning Valley Scrappers come in for a 6:35 matchup, 4-for-44 Friday, and Store Wars, Sheets versus Wawa. The 3-0. That's a fastball over the outer half of the plate for a strike. Cam now batting .300 on the season, .383 on base percentage, .450 the slugging percentage, 11 RBIs to lead the team thus far. Notches 11 tonight. Now the 3-1. Chop foul left side. The count is full.
David, by the way, brought his Wawa cup with him.
Ah. registering an early vote. That's interesting. The way it's going to work for Store Wars is we're going to have an opportunity as you enter the game or at the Line Country Kia table on the concourse during the game. As the 3-2 pitch to Buford is low for ball four. A one-out walk puts runners on first and second for Luke Napleton. But Store Wars means you can enter and cast your ballot, so to speak, but you'll put all your information on there. And whoever has the most votes at the end of the night, or near the end of the night, Sheets or Wawa, will count them up. And one fan from the winning side will be chosen to win $500 in gift cards from their chosen convenience store option.
I'd like to point out, David, it's a lot of MTOs.
First pitch breaking ball, a strike nicking the outer edge, 0-1 to Napleton. Hit on the elbow by a pitch in the first inning, struck out in the third. First and second, one out, bottom of the fifth, Spikes leading by two runs. And Napleton sends this one sky high, foul ground, first base side. McNeely gave it a run, but this will tumble into the seats four rows deep. Out in the field box section. Of course, by the way, I do want to mention, of course, we've had a lot of folks in the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion the last couple of nights.
Yes.
A lot of folks in the Geisinger Champions Club, and they've been enjoying some of the great food, I want to point out. All-you-can-eat buffet out in the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Chef Jimmy, we love him.
Oh, Chef Jimmy's the greatest.
He makes the best. 0-2 the count to Napleton. Fastball upstairs, 1-2. Tasty.
He is a five-star guy.
No question. Tasty mac and cheese, mashed potatoes. We're sharing in those tonight.
I already told my chicken cordon bleu story. Yes, I have stories for everything. David had to hear it.
One ball, two strikes, breaking ball in the dirt. Foul tipped by Napleton. He stays alive.
That's right, we got a hot dog toss.
That's
huh?
right, we do. Hot dog toss, end of the sixth inning. So that means if you're listening to us on the concourse here at the ballpark, end of the sixth inning is the time to circle underneath the press box and the broadcast booths. 1-2 swung on and missed, got him with a fastball. That's the first strikeout for Meade Johnson, the fourth for West Virginia pitching tonight. Number five, Runner still at first and second. Here is Tyler Wilson, the switch-hitting second baseman. Remains a lefty here. He's 0 for 2. Both of his initial at-bats against Eric McAtee, the starter. A pop-out to the second baseman, Tevin Tucker, in the first. Grounder back to the pitcher in the third. Johnson, the right-hander, delivers. Big slow curve, but it finds the zone outer half, 0-1. Other scores on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Twins shutting out the Red Sox today.
They cheated their brains out.
6-0 the final.
Listen to my good friend Corey Provis doing the Twins broadcast.
Yes. Here's the 0-1. That's fouled, third base side, 0-2.
Great guy.
Absolutely. Guardians defeating the Athletics 6-1. Padres all over the Giants today. 10-0 win for San Diego.
Well, somebody had to cool off the Giants.
Did it in a big way.
How about the Braves? They swept that mini two-game series because of the rainout yesterday. They're going to make that up September 11th.
Oh, boy. 0-2 pitch, high and away. Ball and two strikes.
I think the Braves have won, what, 8-9 in a row? Something like
eight
that.
8 in a row. Reds still have that 11-game win streak going as well.
The longest since 1957.
Well, I remember it was many years ago. 1-2 to Wilson. Breaking ball. Grounded on to third. Taken on a knee by Mullins. He'll get up. Head to the bag at third. Step on it to erase call and end the inning. Many years ago, Marty Brenneman bet the Reds when he was broadcasting them if they had a 10-game win streak, he'd shave his head. They went 10 in a row, and he did. I don't think I've gone that far yet, but who knows? That may be sometime in the future for me.
I have no words.
A run on two hits, one error, two runners left on for the Spikes. End of five here in Happy Valley. 3-1 lead for State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home tomorrow night at 6:35 to start the weekend off right. The Spikes host Mahoning Valley on a 4-for-44 Friday. Get four of our best seats, four hot dogs, and four sodas for just $44. Plus, it's Star Wars, Sheets versus Wawa. Fans will make their choice throughout the game, and one lucky fan from the winning side will get $500 in gift cards for their selection. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Into the sixth inning, and the Spikes have made a call for relief here in the sixth inning. And fans, you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, head online to geisinger.org.
What is this? Which direction is this guy throwing in? Oh, he's a lefty. How about that?
Been a rare species for the Spikes this year.
11% of Americans are left-handed. We're finding that out.
Making his Spikes debut, Nick Gotilla at the University of Iowa, facing Caleb McNeely to start the top of the sixth. And the first pitch, he delivers his line foul to the seat's first base side.
Transfer out of UCF. They only hit 172 against him this year. 1-1 with a 3.38 ERA. Gave up just 10 hits and 16 innings of work.
Very abbreviated windup. Delivers fastball low for ball one.
It's not a big strikeout guy, Joe. 7.3 strikeouts per nine innings. But he is effective.
part of a team that, alongside his teammate at Iowa, Kyle Huxdorf, reached the regionals this year, and Terre Haute finished runner-up there. 91-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike on the inside corner to McNeely.
Brian Barnhart, the play-by-play voice of Illinois football, basketball. His son actually is a pitcher on the Bradley team.
Oh, wow.
That was in that regional.
Breaking ball is at strike three and swung on and missed. First strikeout for Nick Gotilla. It's brought to you by our friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Here's Gotilla. First pitch to R.J. Johnson. Looked in low for a ball. Gotilla was 1-1, a 3.08 ERA, 13 strikeouts, a 13 walks, and 16 innings at Iowa this spring out of Davenport, Iowa. Also spent time at UCF and State College of Florida. Grounder on to second, and a throw to first won't be in time. It was a wide throw from Wilson, but even an on-target throw likely would not have beat him.
Chris Peraza, by the way, Joe, two innings, one hit, no runs, struck out two, did not walk a batter in his Spikes debut.
Really impressive, too. Fastball at 95, 96, really spotted it well. Again, 24 pitches, 17 strikes. Pretty good numbers, pretty efficient numbers. Tahir Mullins is 0 for 2. Grounded out to third in the second inning. Struck out against Peraza in the fourth. Flares one to right field. Huxdorf on the run, but he'll take this on a bounce. It's a base hit to right field for Mullins. His first of the night. It's the Black Bears' eighth as a team. They have doubled up the spikes in the hit column, but State College still with a 3-1 lead in the column that counts.
That's because Huxdorf. I'm serious. I mean, he scored two runs tonight.
He's reached base three times, has three stolen bases. He's just a one-man run manufacturing plant. Here's Mauricio Milan, catcher, number eight hitter in the order. Gotilla, the lefty, delivers. Fastball and a called strike on the outer half of the plate, 0-1.
They take those manufacturing plants now, they turn them into breweries.
I'll tell you what, you go out to Iowa, you're going to find some good options in that realm.
Gary Dolphin, Gary Dolphin, my bud.
0-1, pitches low, taking off for third is Johnson, he makes it. So a stolen base without a throw. 1-1 the count to Milan, and now Ellie Kligman will signal the infield what to do here with first and third, one out. Gotilla kicks now, fires to first, it deflects off the mitt of Buford. Coming in to score from third is Johnson. Mullins will take second on the first spikes error of the game. I think it'll just be a matter of whether it's on pitcher or first baseman. But as it stands, it will be an unearned run right now. And makes it 3-2 spikes with a tying run now in scoring position.
One out.
1-1 the count to Milan. Here's the set by Gotilla and the pitch. That's high and away for a ball, 2-1. Shocking news out of New York. Victor Wembanyama selected by the Spurs, number one overall in the NBA draft.
Why the doubt, Joe? I have a premonition. And you put it down.
Two balls and a strike. Here's a sharp grounder up the middle, past the diving Smith into center. Around third is Mullins. Here comes the throw from Matthews. It's cut off. And it's an RBI single for Mauricio Milan to tie the game at 3-3 in the top of the sixth. So after the errant throw by Nick Gotilla on the pickoff try, the base hit by Milan scores Mullins. And here's Braden Berry. The West Virginia DH is 0 for 2. Flied out to left in the second. Struck out looking in the fourth. Gotilla looking to first. Now delivers homeward. Fastball in tight. 1-0 the count. They'll take Eric McAtee off the hook for West Virginia.
Yeah. Clouds are so low tonight, you'd never know there were mountains.
That pitch foul back to the bricks. 1-1 to Barry. This is very definitely low-lying clouds, and we have to watch out for that. Make that distinction these days, apparently.
Yes. Yeah, you do. Yeah.
That's how you can really tell it's overcast, too, when you can't see Mount Nittany in center field. Can't see the summit at all. The 1-0 swung on and foul tipped at the plate. So Milan, who went to second, will have to head back to first.
Never heard of this Webinyama guy.
One ball, two strikes the count. Smith, the shortstop. Wilson, the second baseman tonight. That's the double play combo. And Gotilla delivers. That one fouled toward the bullpen box seats, first base side. And a fan racing with, I think that's a broom in his hand, but he scoops it up and tosses it to fan. Maybe that's not a fan. I think that's somebody who's actually doing some sweeping.
I think
here
that's actually somebody working, because yes, he then gave the ball to the fan. And our staff has been phenomenal again tonight. I talked earlier about the great job. Every seat wiped off, pristine, clean across the board.
Oh, yeah.
Customer service, our ushers, EMTs, everybody here, security, fabulous, fabulous job.
Absolutely. And the concessions folks keeping the lines buzzing on Dollar Beer Night.
Concessions people work hard every night, right? Some nights are hotter than others.
Oh, yes.
And they have been tremendous every step of the way. We're all family here.
Fastball down and in, 2-2. The count to Barry, who then pulls it towards left field, and it's over the leaping call into left field. Rolling all the way to the wall. Milan to third. He's going to get waved home. The relay throw from Smith. It sails over Kligman all the way to the bricks. Now trying to come home is Barry, going all the way around. He slides in head first safely. And so circling the bases, Braden Barry. I think there might be an error assist to help that along, but nevertheless, two-run score.
There has to be, yeah.
I believe it'll be a double for Brady, and then the errant throw home will allow him to score.
Right. That's how I would score it, a double at E7. Or was it E7, or maybe it was the cutoff.
E6.
E6, yeah.
Tevin Tucker now up, and the game has changed complexion once again here as the pitch to Tucker bounces back to the bricks. Ball one. Now the key here for the Spikes, bases are now empty for one out. If they can get Tucker here, they can settle things down. And it will be double and E7.
Seven?
Or E6, I beg your pardon, E6. That pitch down and in. Ball two, and Ellie Kligman will head to the mound to talk with Nick Cotilla. So credit an RBI for Braden Barry.
Yes, he'll get an RBI.
That'll be Barry's first run batted in as a Black Bear. And pitcher and catcher chatting on the mound is Tucker, 2-for-3 in the night. Also out of West Virginia University. Hometown of Prince George, Virginia. Meeting on the mound is over. And Tucker will step back in. He's another one of those players that can really be a spark plug at the top of the order for a team. 2-0. Fastball called strike on the inner half. 2-1 to Tucker. Maybe not to the degree of a Kyle Huxtorf, but
Ryan Zimmer begins to throw in the Spikes bullpen.
2-1 to Tucker, fouled off his own ankle. He'll walk it off as a new baseball tossed out to Gotilla.
It was one out, nobody on. This all then started with an infield hit by R.J. Johnson.
Yep. A couple of errors in the frame as well, so not all of these runs will be earned as of now. The 2-2. That is a breaking ball low, and the count is full. Meanwhile, update from Williamsport. Crosscutter is now extending the lead to 7-0 on Frederick in the bottom of the sixth. Payoff pitch to Tucker. Check swing. Fastball in tight. Appeal to first. He did not go around, says James Slay. And so it is a walk to put Tucker on for the third time tonight. And now Cade Ferdusco, the batter.
Brandon Miller out of Alabama. Second overall pick, Charlotte Hornets.
The Portland Trailblazers are now in the clock. They're about to take Scoot Henderson.
Ah. Ferdusco swings the first pitch, lines it to center field, a base hit. On to second goes Tucker. So first and second. One out here in the top of the sixth inning. Black Bears trailed by two entering the frame. They now lead by two. And here's Noah Fisher, the shortstop, 0 for 3. And here comes Jerome Williams to have a chat on the mound, and the entire infield will join him. Nick Cotilla has thus far thrown 23 pitches, 13 for strikes. Zimmer continues to warm in the Spikes bullpen.
The Williamsport Crosscutters channeling their inner Seattle Mariners tonight.
Oh, yes. Mariners surging out to a similar lead against the Yanks.
8-0 top of the fourth.
Whew.
Some of the fans left and replaced themselves with cardboard cutouts behind home plate. We have information that several of the cardboard cutouts then got up and left.
But given that they have home plate seats at Yankee Stadium, we know that they were durable cardboard cutouts.
Those were expensive cardboard cutouts, the best.
Meeting on the mound is over, and Noah Fisher will step into the right-handed box.
They weren't picked up at Dollar Tree, I can tell you that.
No, I don't think so. Now Nick Cotilla, first and second, looks towards second. A lefty deals. Pass ball low and away, ball one.
I mean, I mentioned Peter Millar to a guy today, and he thought it was the right fielder for the Marlins. I said, no, what are we doing here? I worry, Joe.
One ball, no strikes. Cotilla brings it, and this is lifted in the air. Left field call going back on it. It's over his head again. Rolling to the base of the wall and left. Tucker will score. Ferdusco scores. Digging for third is Fisher. He'll make it with a head-first slide. It's a two-run triple, and the Black Bears now holding a 7-3 lead. Nick Iannantone is the ninth batter of the inning for West Virginia. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in the first. He had four hits last night, including a triple. Stands in the left-handed box, and the infield will come up all the way around with a runner on third, one out. First pitch is outside, deflects off the mitt of Kligman to the bricks. 8-3, West Virginia.
That's a pass ball.
So the base is once again empty. With a 1-0 count to Iannantone. Elsewhere in the MLB Draft League, Trenton now leading Mahoning Valley 3-0, bottom of the fifth. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center located on South Atherton Street in State College. Foul tip by Iannantone, 1-1 the count. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Well, one ball, one strike. Only a slight breeze right now at the ballpark as the 1-1 grounded onto second. Scooped up by Wilson. Sets. Throw to first is in time. Two down. And Caleb McNeely, who started the inning, striking out. Back up for a second time.
That was ruled a pass ball, by the way.
Yes.
That was an easy call.
McNeely 0-for-2 with a walk. And like the it was treated the same as an error when it comes to calculating earned runs.
That's right.
pitch to McNeely. Upstairs for a ball, 1-0.
5 of the runs have been earned to this point.
Ryan Zimmer continues to warm in the Spikes pen. The 1-0 pitch, that's fouled our way, but a little bit high into our right. Bounces down into the seats behind home.
Williamsport broadcasters up at Bowman just ducked. They have an ability to sense it. It's just,
it's that homing instinct they have.
It's that fear.
1-1. Breaking ball is low. 2-1 the count. So the Black Bears now 12 hits in the game. Spikes with 4 and a 7-run frame for West Virginia. Here's the 2-1. That is a liner down the right field line. Drops in fair, rolling to the Lion Country Kia corner. Around first, McNeely heads into second. And took the turn there, but a little stutter step and a return to second. It is a two-out double. And here's R.J. Johnson, the left fielder. And McDonald strikeout guy is 1-for-2. He flied out to left in the first, walked and was picked off in the third, then beat out an infield single, stole a base, and scored earlier in this inning. But it will not be Nick Gotilla to face him, as Dave Tremblay is out, and he has made the call for Ryan Zimmer to come into the ball game. So Nick Gotilla done after 32 pitches tonight. And we'll have the numbers on Zimmer in the remainder of this sixth inning for you when we come back here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Monday, July 3rd, join the Spikes for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery. It's a massive display you do not want to miss after the 6:35 p.m. game against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Celebrate with us on Military Appreciation Night and make your plans for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery Monday, July 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So, fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the sixth inning. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org.
Scoot Henderson, by the way, picked by Portland.
I think I heard that from somebody just a little bit ago.
It's not like I'm Woj predicting them. You know, it's like
you don't get the text and then immediately tweet.
I don't get the inside info from the league and then pass it off as my own. No.
Now the new pitcher for the Spikes is Ryan Zimmer out of the University of Michigan. Zimmer making his fifth appearance for the Spikes. 0-1 record, a 9 ERA, 0-for-2 in save opportunities. 4 innings of work. He's allowed 6 runs, 4 earned on 7 hits, 6 strikeouts to 6 walks. 389 opponents batting average. Zimmer, of course, goes 6-5, 235 out of St. Clair, Michigan. And he will face R.J. Johnson, who remains the McDonald's strikeout guy, has not struck out yet in this game.
He doesn't get it. He just doesn't understand. Okay. Again, Russell Crowe, Gladiator, Maximus. Being told before, win the crowd.
Well, perhaps he can do so here.
Win the crowd, Joe.
It would certainly be well for the folks in attendance tonight if they do see the strikeout here. All of them get a free Big Mac with any purchase by presenting their ticket at an area McDonald's over the next 3 days, starting at noon tomorrow.
Win the crowd, Joe. Win the crowd.
Johnson 1-for-2 with a walk. McNeely dances off second. Zimmer's first pitch of the night. Down and in for a ball, 1-0.
Cody Kogan needs to widen the plate, understand the situation. Win the crowd, Cody.
One ball, no strikes. I can hear the super fans down below clamoring for the Big Mac. Here's the 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed, 1-1. You hear the chants from the crowd of Big Mac. Here in the top of the sixth inning, Zimmer looks to second. And the 1-1. And this is lifted in the air, left field. Charging on it is Call, and he makes the catch to end the inning.
Oh, Joe.
Yep.
Now, here's an opportunity to kind of make yourself heroic on the road.
Right? So I mean, rare is that opportunity.
And so let me point out very quickly, the people who do analytics say a strikeout is just like any other out. Okay? What's the difference between a 7 and a K? Come on.
Well, I have to wait till next time, but West Virginia brings 11 to the plate. 7 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, 1 runner left on base. 5.5 gone, 8-3. Black Bears lead it on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bryce Matthews leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Spikes. He'll be followed by Cade Climie and Ellie Kligman. Meade Johnson on the mound for his third inning of work. And Johnson now has become the pitcher of record in the game as he delivers fastball for a strike, 0-1. Johnson out of the stretch and the 0-1 to Matthews, breaking ball low.
He'd only gone 5 1/3 total in his three previous appearances, Joe.
Well, he's now thrown 34 pitches tonight, 21 of them for strikes in two-plus innings. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball foul tipped into the mitt, 1-2. West Virginia now leading at 8-3 here in this rubber match of a three-game series at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Lights taking over as the source of sight, even though this is the second day of summer.
Yeah.
And the 1-2. Breaking ball, tapped on to first, charging in, gloving it, McNeely. He'll go to the bag himself, and the out made. It's the first one here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As we remind you, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. One gone for Cade Climie, who is 0-2 this evening. Johnson to the plate, and this is popped up sky high to the right side of the infield. Into foul ground goes McNeely to make the catch, and two away. He'll bring up Ellie Kligman, the Spikes catcher, 0-2. A strikeout in the second, a ground out in the fourth.
So the first of the Thompson twins, Men Thompson, from Overtime Elite, goes to the Houston Rockets, fourth overall. Now we're at the point where nobody knows. I mean, seriously, we're at the point now it's going to be a guessing game. His brother will probably go in the next couple of picks.
When they're both taken, will they say, hold me now?
Well, it's like somebody hitting a golf ball into Lionel Richie's yard at the U.S. Open, and they say, hello.
Breaking ball missed down and in. 1-0 to Allie Kligman. Johnson delivers. Fastball called strike on the outer edge. Spikes are back home tomorrow night, 6:35 game time. We'll be on with you at approximately 6:10 with Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Breaking ball high and away. 2-1 the count. Of course, Saturday, fireworks after the game, a 6:35 contest against Mahoning Valley. First time this year the Scrappers will visit. And the 2-1, bounce foul to the right side, 2-2.
It's the only team the Spikes have not played yet.
Yep. They'll take on the Scrappers in this upcoming three-game series. Then only one home game remaining in the first half of the season.
Oh, but what a home game it is.
That's right.
It is July 3rd, and the fireworks that night will be unbelievable.
Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, fireworks show at a Spikes home game ever. And tickets
outside of the Fourth Festival.
Oh, yes.
Which was.
The tickets are available for that game. It's also Military Appreciation Night that night. The PA Lottery presenting the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular Monday, July 3rd. 2-2 to Kligman. Breaking ball swung on and missed. And Johnson retires the Spikes in order in the sixth. At the end of six innings, West Virginia 8, State College 3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home tomorrow night at 6:35 to start the weekend off right. The Spikes host Mahoning Valley on a 4-for-44 Friday. Get four of our best seats, four hot dogs, and four sodas for just $44. Plus, it's Star Wars, Sheets versus Wawa. Fans will make their choice throughout the game, and one lucky fan from the winning side will get $500 in gift cards for their selection. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the seventh inning, West Virginia now with the lead. Ryan Zimmer back on after getting the final out of the sixth inning. He'll take the seventh and taking the rest of the way up here, Steve Jones.
All right, Joe, here we go. Final three innings of this one tonight, 8-3 West Virginia. Spikes in comeback mode. And Ryan Zimmer is going to face the bottom third of the order. Mullins followed by Milan and Berry. To hear Mullins tonight is 1-for-3, single to right, and scored in the sixth.
Change in the field for the Spikes as well. Daryl Michael Jean now at short, so Addison Smith will play second base.
Give Tyler Wilson a lot of credit. He's been over there playing in that spot. One and oh to Mullins. And the pitch. Way outside, 2-0 the count. So that's the first change in the field for the Spikes tonight. Two oh. And the pitch, that's lifted in the air, center field. Going back, Matthews, he lost track of it. It's over his head. It's going to go all the way to the wall to the 399 sign. It'll be a double, a stand-up double for Mullins' second hit of the game. I think he lost track of that in the lights because he just started drifting back, and all of a sudden he went, uh-oh, and then it was time to get on the horse and move. There's 13 hits and there are 14 hits in the game now for West Virginia. And here is Mauricio Milan, who was 2 for 3 tonight in his second game with West Virginia overall. Last time up, he singled, knocked in a run, scored a run. He also singled back in the second. The Thompson twins went back-to-back, by the way. It's a fun night in that household. Base hit, right field. Mullins is around third, being waved to the plate. He'll score to make it 9-3. It's an RBI single for Milan, and that's his second RBI of the game, his third hit. Still nobody out. 15 hits for West Virginia.
Well, the Thompson twins going back-to-back there. It's not a case of lies, 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 yeah.
Joe, there are statistics and there are lies. Middle infield double play depth for Braden Berry. Double knocked in a run his last time up and scored a run. Drops down a bunt third base side. Picked up by Zimmer. No play. Everybody's safe. First and second with nobody out. That's his second hit. Back to the top of the order. Tevin Tucker. Tucker is 2 for 3. Popped out to first in the first. In the second, he singled to right. In the fifth, he singled to left. He walked and scored in the sixth. Still nobody out. One run in. 9-3 West Virginia. 16 hits now in the game. And the pitch. Strike on the outer edge. Good pitch by Ryan. Fastball at 89. It's 0-1. Zimmer throws the four-seam fastball. He throws a slider. And the split. Climby. On to first, safe as they get the out at third. He almost got the 5-3 double play. One out. Cade Verduzco outstanding tonight. 3 for 4, double to right, scored in the first. Infield hit in the second. Flew to right in the fifth. Single to center and scored in the sixth. So he's 3 for 4 tonight. And he is 4 for 8 in the series. First and second now with one out. The pitch. Inside corner for a strike. Popped in the fastball at 89. Oh, and won the count. Zimmer stares in. Gets what he wants. And delivers. It's foul, first base side. Geisker Champions Club out of play. Oh, and 2 on Verduzco with one out, first and second. One run in. 9-3 West Virginia. And the pitch. That's chopped, third base side, but foul. Just wide of the bag, picked up by Cade Climby. Still 0-2. No balls and 2 strikes the count. Verduzco now has that average up to 368, the pitch. It's fouled straight back to the screen. It's 0-2. No balls and 2 strikes the count. First and second with one out. Zimmer leans in. Flag barely moving in left center. We've had very little breeze tonight. And the pitch. That's line down the left field line, hooking foul. It's one of the reasons why the cloud cover that's been shrouding Mount Nittany and Tussey Mountain has not moved out of here tonight. We haven't had a lot of breeze to move any clouds so far. Nine runs, 16 hits, couple of errors. West Virginia, three runs, four hits, and two errors for the Spikes here in the top half of the seventh inning. The pitch down the right field line, slicing to the corner, and that is a foul ball by about 2 feet. Still 0-2. So it's 0-2, but we're about to see the seventh pitch of this at-bat. Still 0-2. And the pitch up high, 1-2. One ball and two strikes the count. First and second with one out. One run in, 9-3 West Virginia. A set by Zimmer. And the pitch up high, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes the count. That's fouled to our right and out of play. So now we're at the point where we're up to pitch number 9 in this at-bat. So the 10th pitch of the at-bat coming up. Still 2-2, now 3-2. Wow. Talk about a professional at-bat. This has been the definition of it. He has fouled off how many two-strike pitches? Now he's worth the count full 3-2. 11th pitch of the at-bat coming up. On its way. And he earned a walk. And he earned it. Bases loaded. Noah Fisher at the plate. He is the eighth hitter of the inning. Oh, no, check that. He is the sixth hitter of the inning. Triple knocked in, two runs his last time. He's 1-for-4. Middle infield double play depth. Buford is up at first base, but Climie is back at third. Up high, 1-0. One ball and no strikes the count. Anthony Black out of Arkansas was really impressed with him when I saw him in Des Moines at the NCAA tournament. That's popped up foul to our right. Geisinger Champions Club out of play. It's 1-1. Arkansas, saw him play. They played Illinois, and then I saw him play against Kansas right before Penn State played in their games. Makes everybody around him better. He goes to Orlando. Excellent pick for the Magic. He makes everybody better, and he defends. 1-1 the count. Fisher waits, and the pitch. That gets away from Kligman, bounces off the bricks. No play at the plate. It's 10-3. That'll be a wild pitch. Everybody moves up 90. Second and third. Still with one out. For pitching coach Jerome Williams, it's been a long two nights. Last night, his pitchers threw 211 pitches in the game. Second and third. Two runs in. 2-1 the count. And the pitch. Hit high in the air down the left field line, hooking to the pole, and it is a foul ball. He caught all of it, but he turned on it just a bit too much. 2-2 on Noah. Looking for his first home run. He's driven in seven. Two and two the count. Zimmer is set at the belt. Ryan, big deep breath and delivers. That's down low, full 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. Here is the set. And the 3-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three got him. Ryan Zimmer, that is his second strikeout of the ball game. And now two outs, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be a part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. Nick Iannatone is 1-for-4, drove in a run in the first. That's a strike, it is 0-1. Looks like Wemby's teammate in France, Koulibaly, has been picked by the Indiana Pacers. 0-1. Up high, Klugman was able to reel that in, 1-1 the count. We're in the top of the seventh inning. It is 10-3 West Virginia. 1 in the first, 7 in the sixth, 2 here in the seventh. Spike scored 2 in the third and 1 in the fifth. Led the game 3-1. Led last night's game 5-1. And the 1-1. Swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Took something off that one. Oh, and excuse me, 1-2 the count. Mariners lead the Yankees now 10-0. But the Pirates are losing in the Ramada scoreboard 6-4 to the Marlins in the bottom of the eighth. 1-2. Bounce that one in. It's level at 2-2. Good job by Ellie Kligman to block that one. Saved a run. 2-2 the count. Two balls and two strikes. Zimmer stares in. Now the University of Michigan, there'll be a couple of Michigan players in the first round tonight. Bufkin and Jed Howard. 2-2. Slice foul, Climby tracks it down in foul territory to end the inning. So they get two runs out of it. They do so on three hits. And leave a couple. And seventh inning stretch time at the ballpark. 10-3, West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't be at the game, catch the spikes in action at Medler Field, Lebrano Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixelot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. 10-3 West Virginia as Dylan Eskew makes his second appearance in the series. Eskew pitched on Tuesday night. And Eskew went two innings in that, did not give up a hit or a run, struck out one, did not walk a batter. So Dylan Eskew, after Mead Johnson, did a tremendous job for West Virginia. Going the middle three innings, and he's in line to be the winning pitcher. Johnson with three innings, two hits, one run, struck out two, walked one. And here's Kyle Ekstorf with two hits in this one and three stolen bases. He has scored two runs. He is 2-for-2 in the game. First pitch a strike, it's 0-1. So Dylan Eskew's second appearance in the series. The pitch, it's up high for a ball. 1-1 the count. Eskew making his third appearance overall. In his three innings, he's given up four hits, three runs all earned. He struck out three, walked one. Slow roller. Eskew has to field it. Fires to first and in time. And just to be safe, McNeely did a sweep tag on Huxdorf. So they retire Kyle. And there's one out. And here is the second baseman, Addison Smith. Start the game at shortstop and rolled over to second base when they brought Daryl Michael Jean into the game. John is hitting in Wilson's spot. Wilson had one of those nights tonight. It's on the ground to second. Charged there by Tucker. Throws to first in time. Two gone. The first five innings tonight, Wilson made the last out in three of them. And he put the ball in play on all of them. It wasn't like just the way it turned out. All right, that'll bring Chase Call to the plate. It was 1-for-2, four-pitch walk in the first. Reese and Air stole a base in the third. Single knocked in a run in the fifth. Eskew delivers down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. And that pitch misses its 2-0. Jarris Walker from the University of Houston has been selected by the Dallas Mavericks. I believe. And that's in there for a strike. So Call with a 2-1 count. And the pitch line to right, and out goes Tucker, reaches up and makes the play, and the inning is over. And that is now eight straight spikes that have been retired by West Virginia pitching. End of seven, 10-3 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family.
So turns out women are pretty good with money after all. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
In partnering with the Central PA 4th Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA 4th Fest at Mettler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpa4thfest.org.
Pitching change for the Spikes as they call for a leap here in the eighth inning, and you too can call for a leap by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Ryan Zimmer inning in the third, 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, struck out 1, walk 1. Gives way to Derek Cherry, who makes his second appearance of the series. Cherry on Tuesday night, 2/3 of an inning, walked 1, struck out 1. 4th appearance overall. He's gone 2 2/3, given up 5 hits, 8 runs all earned, struck out 2, walked 5. So Derek Cherry takes over for the Spikes. The 6'1", 182-pounder out of McNeese State and Baytown, Texas. And leading it off will be Caleb McNeely. Outside corner for a strike, starts him out at 92. Told you on Tuesday night what Derek does on the mound. He throws the four-seam fastball, the curveball, the slider, and mixes in the change. Always works from the stretch, and Derek delivers. Check that that's a strike as well. That was a fastball at 92. It is 0-2. No balls and 2 strikes. Straight away in the outfield, not deep, as McNeely waits. That's fouled to our right, looped over the screen to about the 12th row and bounces back down behind the Spikes dugout. It's still 0-2. First time tonight we've had any kind of breeze, but it's less than 5 miles an hour, but the flags are moving for the first time in a while. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. That's off the fist, foul, first base side. Buford may have a shot at it. Huxdorf slides, can't get there, makes the bullpen out of play. Still 0-2. With a little bit of breeze, believe it or not, for the first time tonight, we've seen a little bit more of Mount Nittany behind center field. Ten-3 West Virginia here in the top of the eighth inning. They have been the masters of the big inning, the crooked number in this series. 0-2. Swung on and missed, strike 3, got him. So McNeely goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. And that strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our great team at MountNittany.org. McDonald's strikeout guy is R.J. Johnson, who is 1-for-3 tonight with a walk and a single. He has scored a run. Outside and low for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. 1-0 the count. And last night, West Virginia put up crooked numbers in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. 3-3 and 2, respectively. Swing and a miss, it's 1-1. Tonight, the big 7-run 6th inning is the difference in the game. 10-3 West Virginia. Spikes will have the middle third of the order due in the bottom of the 8th inning. The pitch swung on and missed, it's 1-2. So, as David enjoys the mac and cheese, I'd like to point out there's a strong possibility here of 2 all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onions, all in a sesame seed bun. 1-2. Bounce that one in. Looked really good from here. Yeah, sure, it hit in front of the plate, but What? I'm a man of the people, David. I'm rooting for them. 2-2 the count. Jerry stares in. 2-2. And the pitch. Way upside. 3-2 the count. Way outside on that one. Well, the fans are into it. They're chanting Big Mac. Let's see if they get rewarded. Jerry with one out, bases empty, and the 3-2. Foul by Johnson, third base side. Bounces down below off the Happy Valley box in the Geisinger Champions Club. Still 3-2. 3-2, pitch, take two. Jerry delivers. Swung on him, missed, strike three, got him. So with a purchase over the next 3 days, the fans here at the ballpark with their ticket will get a Big Mac. And the strikeout, of course, brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. With My Mountain Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountainNittanyHealth.com. Tahir Mullins is 2-for-4. Single and a double, 2 runs scored. That's on the ground to second. Addison Smith over to first. A quick, efficient 1-2-3 inning here in the eighth. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is 10-3, West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home tomorrow night at 6:35 to start the weekend off right. The Spikes host Mahoning Valley on a 4-for-44 Friday. Get 4 of our best seats, 4 hot dogs, and 4 sodas for just $44. Plus, it's Star Wars, Sheets versus Wawa. Fans will make their choice throughout the game, and one lucky fan from the winning side will get $500 in gift cards for their selection. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Dylan Eskew only threw 8 pitches in the 7th inning, so he's going to get the 8th inning here. He'll face the middle third, Cam Buford, Luke Napleton, and Daryl Michael Jean. 10-3 West Virginia here in the bottom of the 8th. And the pitch to Buford. Swung on and missed, high fastball. It's 0-1. 0-for-1 tonight, struck out in the first, sack fly to knock in a run in the third, and walked in the fifth. Swung on and missed. So he goes from fastball to change, and it's 0-2. Buford's the last spike to reach base. And the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three, got him. One gone here in the Spikes half of the 8th inning. The DH is Luke Napleton. He's 0-for-2 tonight, hit by a pitch, struck out a couple of times. Stepping into the box here. And the pitch. It's down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Daryl Michael Jean on deck for his first plate appearance of the game. Bottom of the eighth, 10-3 West Virginia. And the pitch. There's a strike. It's 1-1. West Virginia 1 in the first, a 7-run sixth inning. That's the difference. 2 in the seventh. Spike scored 2 in the third and 1 in the fifth. Excuse me, check, swing, foul, ball. Milan dives in front of the Spikes dugout. Could not get it, but made an outstanding effort. 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes the count. Eskew's retired the first 4 batters he's faced. He's 1-2 now on Napleton. And the pitch. Swung on, fouled by Napleton to stay alive. 1-2. Tracked down there by Spencer Hill, who picks it up. Brings out new baseballs for home plate umpire Cody Kogan. Bases clean, 1 out here in the bottom half of the 8th inning, 10-3 West Virginia. 1-2. Swung on and missed, strike 3, back-to-back strikeouts to open up the 8th inning for Dylan Eskew. Daryl Michael Jean to the plate. Eskew out of Tampa, Florida, did his pitching at the University of South Carolina. And he'll now face Daryl Michael Jean. Did not play last night, went 1-for-4 on Tuesday night with a run scored and a stolen base. Hitting 190 now. And a wave and a miss of the breaking ball that was out of the zone. It is 0-1. That pitch misses. It's 1-1. 1-1. Taylor Hendricks, UCF, went to the Utah Jazz. Then the Mavericks selected Kaysen Wallace, the point guard out of Kentucky. That's down low, 2-2. Two and one the count, and the pitch outside corner for strike. It levels the count at 2-2 on Daryl Michael Jean. Bryce Matthews on deck. Bottom of the 8th inning. And the 2-2. Down low, full 3-2. 10-3 West Virginia. Mavericks traded the pick to Oklahoma City. Good. And strike 3, got him. He strikes out the side. A brilliant inning for Dylan Eskew. As the spikes go in order, that's 11 in a row set down by West Virginia pitching. We go to the 9th inning. It is 10-3 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
So we work our way to the top of the ninth inning, 10-3 West Virginia. Mauricio Milan will lead it off. Good night for him. He's 3-for-4. He has scored one. He has knocked in two. And the pitch by Cherry. That's fouled to the plate. It is 0-1. Cherry coming off a 1-2-3 inning with two strikeouts of his own. Oh and one on Milan. And the pitch. It's down low. One ball and one strike the count. Mauricio out of El Paso, Texas, played his college ball at Wichita State. 1-1 the count. In tight. 2-1. Well, in honor of the NBA draft, we will quote the great Jerry Tarkanian, who said the NCAA is so mad at Kentucky, they put Wichita State on probation. 2-1. In tight, 3-1. 3 balls and a strike. Three and one the count. That is on the ground, left side, cut off by Climie at third, throws in time. One out. I've been telling everybody for weeks that if I had a choice between Jet Howard and Kobe Bufkin, I would definitely take Jet Howard first. Every mock draft had Bufkin going first. Jet Howard just got picked. Outstanding three-point shooter, great crossover. He's got that look. Defensively, can't defend you. That's foul back by Braden Berry. Berry is 2-for-4 tonight, double knocked in a run. He also had a bunt single his last time up. Oh, and one the count. Cherry looks in and delivers. That's a strike, gets 0-2. Well, to this point, knock on Formica. This has been Cherry's best outing as a Spike. Let's see if he can finish it through here in the top of the ninth inning. 10-3 West Virginia. Cherry delivers. Low and outside. 1-2 the count. Purpose pitch. Outfield straight away. Shallow and left and center. Deep and right. 1-2 on Berry. And the pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Kligman. It's 2-2. One out, base is empty here in the top of the ninth inning. Spikes in the bottom of the ninth will have Matthews, Climie, and Kligman do the bottom third of the order. Two two. In the air, right field. Huxdorf going back at the warning track, circles and makes the catch right in front of the monster. Two outs. Two gone. Tevin Tucker at the plate. Tucker is 2-for-4 in the game. Popped out to first in the first, single to right in the second, single to left in the fifth, walked and scored in the sixth, fielder's choice in the seventh. And the pitch to Tucker. In there for a strike, get his 0-1. No balls and a strike. And the pitch by Cherry. Inside corner for a strike, it's 0-2. Derek has been outstanding in this appearance tonight. Very impressive. Set. And delivers. in the air, right side, playable. Huxdorf settles underneath it. Kyle's there, puts it away, and the inning is over. Credit where credit is due. He faced six hitters and retired all six. That is Derek Cherry's best appearance as a State College Spike. Outstanding work by him. 10-3 to the bottom of the ninth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home tomorrow night at 6:35 to start the weekend off right. The Spikes host Mahoning Valley on a 4-for-44 Friday. Get four of our best seats, four hot dogs, and four sodas for just $44. Plus, it's Star Wars, Sheets versus Wawa. Fans will make their choice throughout the game, and one lucky fan from the winning side will get $500 in gift cards for their selection. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Moving. Let's see if they can do it. 3-2 now Matthews. That's fouled back. Good job by Bryce to stay alive. Joe and I were here for, what, a 7-run ninth inning one night against Auburn? I think it was Auburn, wasn't it? It was your old team. You, like, really had mixed feelings. 3-2. And ball four, he walked him. So let's see if that is the start of something. Under the category of you never know. So here's Kay Climie. Climie is 0-for-3. To the credit of Verduzco, he made a fabulous catch on him in the fourth inning. He's also fouled out to first and popped up to first. Climbing in the right-handed box. Matthews leads off first. And the pitch. Checked it. He did go around. It's 0-1. 88 with that one. Set by Eskew. And the pitch. On the ground. Base hit right field. Matthews into second. So Let's see. That'll bring Ellie Kligman to the plate. Belfont's Derek Lively has just become the 12th overall pick in the NBA draft. Out of Duke, Kathy Drysdale's son, taken by Oklahoma City. How about that? Congratulations. I can remember him in the Jordan Center as a kid. Right? And then he started getting taller. I go, oh. Now, Kathy's tall to begin with. She was a former Lady Lion basketball player. Kligman out of play. Congratulations to Derek Lively. Outstanding young man. Out of Belfont and the 12th overall pick in the NBA draft. And for the uninitiated, those who have players on the team, Belfont is literally 8 miles from here. 0-1. That slice down the left field line. That's going to make the bullpen, the West Virginia bullpen, and out of play. And it is 0-2. Matthews started this with a walk. Climby then got a single to right. Down 10-3, bottom of the ninth. So far, the first two have kept the line moving. Let's see what Kligman can do with an 0-2 count. Huxdorf on deck. High chopper up the middle. Tag second one on the first. Double play. Two outs. Moving to third is Matthews. Kyle Huxdorf to the plate. Huxdorf is 2-for-3. Has stolen 3 bases, scored 2 runs. And the pitch to him is outside and low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Addison Smith on deck. Matthews on third. And the pitch. Slow roller, he'll beat that out. That'll be easy. That'll be his third hit of the game, his second infield hit of the game. And he knocks in a run as Matthews scores from third. It's 10-4. The difference this time is he's not going to go. I know he has stolen 3 bases tonight, but I don't see him down 10-4 running here. Addison Smith is 1-for-4. Singled, stole a base, and scored in the third. He's also flown to center, flown to left, and bounced to second. They'll play behind Huxdorf at first. The pitch. That's fouled over the screen, third base side. 10 rows back, out of play, beyond the West Virginia dugout. It's 0-1. West Virginia. Eskew delivers. That's fouled again by Smith, third base side. Hits the top of the facing and drops down below. At the Geisinger Champions Club, it is 0-2. Two outs with Huxdorf on first. Looks back to make sure he's not being covered. That's on the ground. Base hit left field. Huxdorf goes to second. First and second with two outs. Here is Chase Call. 1-for-3, walked on 4 pitches in the first, reached on an error, stole a base in the third, single, knocked in a run in the fifth, and popped out to second in the seventh. So 10-4. Call hit 11 home runs this year for Cal Irvine. Drove in 43. And the pitch. There's a strike to Chase. It is 0-1. This is the last hitter, for example, that Eskew has faced for the first time. Here's the pitch. That is on the ground, backhanded by Fisher at short. Will throw across the diamond in time, and West Virginia wins it 10-4. Postgame in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
The State College Spikes are back home tomorrow night at 6:35 to start the weekend off right. The Spikes host Mahoning Valley on a 4-for-44 Friday. Get 4 of our best seats, 4 hot dogs, and 4 sodas for just $44. Plus, it's Star Wars, Sheets versus Wawa. Fans will make their choice throughout the game, and one lucky fan from the winning side will get $500 in gift cards for their selection. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Story here tonight, big 7-run sixth inning by West Virginia. That's the difference in the game. They win it over State College 10-4. 10 runs, 16 hits, 2 errors. West Virginia left 9. The Spikes 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, and left 8. Meade Johnson gets the win. He's 1-0. Dylan Eskew gets the save because he pitched the final 3 innings of this one. Nick Cotilla takes the loss. He's 0-1. Time of the game, 2 hours and 54 minutes before 2047 here at the ballpark tonight. And the Spikes so far this season have drawn 26,721. You can add to that number tomorrow night and all weekend long. A 4-for-44 Friday. It's going to be our 4 outstanding tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas for $44, up to an $88 value. Shop Wars, Store Wars tomorrow night. Sheets versus Wawa. Joe has been stuffing the box. David has already made his choice. But again, you've got Store Wars coming up tomorrow. And then on Saturday, the big fireworks display with the John Williams music theme on Saturday night. And it's also a Happy Valley Adventure Night, which we've been talking about. That's also 6:35, Sunday at 4:05. Also baseball bingo on Saturday. And then 4:05 on Sunday, catch before the game. 1-814-272-1711. Buy, print, download statecollegespikes.com. Or you can go to the box office or walk up. Whatever gets you here is all we care about. After that, we'll provide the fun, and there's plenty of fun here and great food and excitement at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park. Final 10-4, West Virginia wins it. We'll talk to you tomorrow night here at the ballpark at 6:05. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.